This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:41 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we are moving on to our next story. We're talking about the MECC, specifically Latifa Koya's resignation as its chief commissioner. So Latifa released a statement saying that she submitted her resignation to Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin yesterday. It states that it was her own decision to resign and that speculation that pressure was brought upon her are baseless.
Yes, so she goes on to say that it's business as usual for the MECC and that it will, quote-unquote, continue to be uncompromising and tireless in the fight against corruption. And this is a big deal, right? Because we've been talking on and off about institutional reforms under the Pakatan Harapan government and if the new administration will proceed with them.
Yeah, and now that Latifa has resigned, many people are more concerned about how the MECC will tackle corruption, especially with the current graft cases in court.
So, you know, I'm not glad about the situation per se, but I think this is a good opportunity for a litmus test to really see how independent our institutions are and whether at this moment in time, over the past almost 2 years that Pakatan Harapan has been in power, how strong are our institutions and how strongly can they stand on their own in the face of all this politicking?
Yeah, and essentially, I think it's also bringing to mind AG Tommy Thomas's resignation, right? Because the reason he said he had decided to step down from that role is because, well, I was a political appointee under the previous prime minister, so I should follow suit. And that, you know, it really perhaps sends a signal out that, well, originally these posts were criticized for being political appointments, not so much going through the right channels that Pakatan said it had wanted to instate. So, you know, it brings to the question, you're right, whether or not these institutions, are they independent? Can they withstand a change in government? And, you know, is there now enough political will to make sure that they do, in fact, They are able to carry on their duties without political interference, without executive interference. And separately, does this signify perhaps a lack of faith in the new government from these resignations, that they are not able to then carry out their functions effectively in their role?
Or on the other hand, could it signify a maturity on behalf of our, you know, public servants, in acknowledging that it was former Prime Minister Tun Mahathir who appointed me as, you know, AG or MECC chief, and I've recognized that he's no longer in office. Let's respect the rule of law.
That's also fair. Let us know what you think about the resignations of Latifa Koya as well as AG Tommy Thomas. You can call 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now going to talk to Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia, for his thoughts on the story. Dr. Mohan, it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you.
What impact will Latifa's resignation have on the MECC and its agenda to tackle corruption?
Okay, MECC is a robust institution and it has all the protocols to follow and the standard operating procedures and so on. And so I don't see that her resignation will have any impact to the agenda of tackling corruption. However, what is important is to see who is going to succeed her as the next chief commissioner. There are several potential candidates within MACC, or the prime minister may opt, like what the former prime minister Tun Dr. Mahathir did, by bringing someone from outside. You know, so that is also still a possibility. But I'm not going to predict or forecast who is going to come in. But what is important is the leadership is very crucial here. You know, so we will wait and see who is the next commissioner who is going to come. And that will determine how MACC is going to go to the next level.
On that note, how much does the leadership of an institution determine its efficacy?
Very significant, because leadership is key to any organizations. And I think Latifah has actually proved that when she came in, as we remember, when she was appointed, there were many who actually questioned on her background. Number one, she came from a political background. Number two, some within MACC and some former anti-corruption agency senior personnel who are retired, they raise questions that, you know, she doesn't have any investigative background. How will she manage MACC and so on? But I would say that over the past 18 months or so, she has actually proven to have led the organization to a very respectable organization. Now, public perception is key. And under her leadership, actually, I would say the public perception on MACC has actually gone up, you know, under her leadership. And although many did question, as I said before, on her appointment, but I think she has proven otherwise. So leadership, back to your point, leadership is very key because this is an anti-corruption commission, and there will be a lot of high-profile cases coming along, which may involve some of the ruling government's own people. You know, so the MACC leader or the person leading MACC should be able to tell the leadership of the country and say that, you know, sir, we have to proceed with this, we have to go ahead with this and so on. At least speak up, you know. So the leadership is very key, and I think she has proven that. And that's the reason why her news of resignation has actually upset or saddened a lot of people. And I talked to a lot of people today, and many are very sorry to see her go within a short period of time.
And within those conversations, and you also brought it up earlier that she's really done the work, what do you think were some of the highlights of the work she's done with the MACC?
Okay, the of course, one of the things, if you all remember, that when a suspect, when the investigation is done and there is a suspect is caught or arrested, and they always paraded with the orange uniform. You know, and this is something that when she went in, she has actually put a stop to this. Because under their standard procedures, the investigating officer has the authority to decide or not to allow the person to wear the uniform and so on. So she has actually put a stop to this, and she says that, you know, we don't do that unless the person is already convicted and so on. So this is something change she has done. Now, the other highlight that I need to point out is what we call, when she came in, case related to the 1MDB, she filed, MACC filed for the civil forfeiture suit against 41 entities amounting to about 270 million related to the 1MDB scandal. So that is another important thing that she has done. And of course, if all of us can remember, MACC took a very bold move a few months ago when they exposed 9 audio clip issue related to politicians and government officials discussing some very confidential issues and these things. So this is something, first time we have come across where MACC has actually exposed this to the public. Whether right or wrong, from our perspective, from the angle of transparency, we really appreciate what MACC has done that exposed this. Because if not, these issues could be covered up. So on that note, I would say that within this short span of time, she has done her best. And I think hopefully the next leadership will continue from there.
So with former AG Tommy Thomas, that makes 2 major resignations in recent weeks linked to the change of government. What does this say?
Certainly this, for us, as a civil society involved in fighting corruption and with so many high-profile cases going on, the departure of the AG, Tommy Thomas, is also a big concern for us. because many of these cases are still going on, and the new AG, it depends how he looks at this case. And under our current law, where if there is the decision taken by the AG to withdraw a case, then the judiciary can't do much. So that is a big concern. So one, and secondly, with her, the commissioner of MACC is also leaving at the same time. So this does not look very good. But on the other hand, we want to be positive. We hope we will have a good AG and also a good commissioner, and who will be neutral and nothing, no connection to politics, but purely they based on facts and they do their job. So although it's very depressing to see these things happening at a very crucial time, especially we don't have a full cabinet, a functioning government, except for the PM. But we should look at it positively. Hopefully things will settle down as soon as possible.
Right. And how do you think Latifah's return to serving as a human rights advocate outside the government will contribute to institutional reforms? Do you think she'll be more effective as an outsider?
Definitely. I mean, we all know her. She was she's the founder of Lawyers for Liberty, and she was also in the political party before. And I'm sure she's going to speak up, and she will champion in the area of human rights for all Malaysians. That I'm very sure. But it is also our hope that now that she has worked with the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, when she comes out, we hope institutions like us, NGOs like us, Transparency International and others, we could actually work with her in the area of institutional reforms for the country. We have a long list of institutional reforms. For example, to give you the political funding bill or the IPCMC bill. All these are all pending, which was supposed to have been tabled in the last sitting, and it's postponed to March, and now it's gone to probably May, and we are not even sure it will be tabled in May. So these are things that Puan Latifah, because she is already in MHCC before, and so this will be very useful. Apart from human rights, she could also work with other NGOs and be able to speak up for government to reform. So I think on the positive side, she will be able to contribute more than what she could do within MACC.
Right. So now that we have a new prime minister and soon a cabinet, what should be the priorities of the MACC in the immediate term?
Well, in the immediate term, they should first focus on some of the their high-profile cases. Some have already been charged, and that proceeding is going on. But there are still several cases that even Puan Latifah, before her resignation, she did mention that some of the older cases, which was closed with no further action, they have opened up some of these files. And so we have not heard anything about that. So that is something that MACC should continue. Now, the other thing, immediate term, I think very urgent, is for the MACC organization itself. They should be on the lookout for politicians, especially with the, we have seen the drama the last 1 week, whereby politicians just keep jumping after signing an SD from one party to the other party. So there's a lot of money politics perhaps is going on. And a warning was also issued by the Deputy Commissioner, Dato Sri Azam Baki, on this. We are watching you, so be careful. So we hope those are things that immediately they should look at, and so on. So so I think if MACC should also continue look at all the high-profile cases, you know, regardless of whether the new government has come in or not, but they should look at all those cases. So I think in the immediate term, as I said, watch out for the politicians. There could be a lot of money politics happening when there's a lot of horse trading going on now.
Right. And last question for you, Dr. Mohan. You've mentioned several times that institutional reforms are crucial. How will the Pakatan Harapan actually do in their time, and how might this change in government impact what's happened?
The institutional reforms, although we wish they could have accelerated some of the reforms, but these things, some of them require amendments to certain laws, And in some cases, they needed a two-third majority, which they didn't have. You know, for example, the role of the AG and the public prosecutor to be separated. That requires the amendment to the constitution. So those are things that did not happen. And, of course, generally, if you ask people, they won't be very optimistic with this new government, especially many of the older people, the previous regime, some of them are coming back. And so the optimism is not there. But on the other side, Pakatan Harapan government, in the during their two-year rule, they did make some reforms. For example, the age for voting has been reduced to 18 and things like that. So there were some good things that they have done. But I think things will take time. So if they had been given a full year, full one-term, five-year mandate, and if they had been given a chance to continue, I'm sure there would have been a lot of reforms we would have seen. But at this point of time, because of the change in the government, so we only have to hope that the new government will do it. Although the positive thing is when the Prime Minister made his maiden speech a few days ago, he mentioned that he wants to go on the agenda of fighting against corruption, having clean government, clean cabinet, and so on. So that is positive. So I think let's wait and see and be positive that you know, things will come better for us in years to come.
Dr. Mohan, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia, speaking to us about Latifa Koya's resignation as MACC Chief Commissioner. You can send your thoughts through about what you think about the resignation. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have the 7pm news coming up. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.